You're listening to the Voice of the Valley, KROX in Crookston, Minnesota, 1260 AM and 105.7 FM and 92.1 FM in Grand Forks and East Grand Forks. You can listen to the Noontime News live on our website, KROXAM.com. Click on Listen Live. You can also download the free KROX mobile app or say on your smart speaker, listen to KROX in Crookston. As we now take a look at our world and national news headlines on this Friday, April 5th. Good afternoon. I'm Tyler Hergert. The Israeli military has dismissed two officers and reprimanded three others for their roles in drone strikes in Gaza that killed seven aid workers on a food delivery mission. The military said a retired general's investigation into the killings found the officers mishandled critical information and violated the Army's rules of engagement. The results of the investigation marked an embarrassing admission by Israel, which faces growing accusations from key allies, including the United States, of not doing enough to protect civilians. It was not clear whether the punishments and an apology would calm an outcry over the deaths of the workers or reassure aid groups it was safe to resume operations. The food charity called it an important step, but said systematic change is needed. Well, when Israel declared war on Hamas last October, it stood unified at home and enjoyed broad backing from around the world following an unprecedented attack by the Islamic militant group. 6 months later, Israel finds itself in a far different place, bogged down in Gaza, divided domestically and isolated internationally. The risk of a broader regional war remains real, and despite Israel's fierce military onslaught, Hamas is still standing, even if it's significantly weakened. The offensive has pushed Gaza into a humanitarian crisis, yet Israel has not presented a post-war vision that would be acceptable to its partners, and ceasefire talks remain at a standstill. Residents across the Northeast are describing their experiences with an earthquake in a region where people are unaccustomed to the feeling of the ground move. Officials say Friday morning's quake was centered about 45 miles west of New York City and had a preliminary magnitude of 4.8. New York City's emergency notification system said more than 30 minutes after the quake that it had no reports of damage or injuries in the city. Motorists in Midtown Manhattan blared their horns on shuttering streets. People in Baltimore, Philadelphia, Connecticut, and other areas of the Northeast also reported shaking. President Joe Biden is expected to get a firsthand look at efforts to clear away the hulking remains of the collapsed Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. Cranes, ships, and diving crews are working to reopen one of the nation's main shipping lanes. Biden was planning to meet during his Friday visit with relatives of the six people killed in the collapse. The cleanup and rebuild also has high economic and political stakes. Though the federal government has provided quick-release funds to start recovery, the White House has called on Congress to approve all that will be needed without seeking a separate emergency request. The House Freedom Caucus responded that such funding would have to come with conditions. America's employers delivered another outpouring of jobs in March, adding a sizzling 303,000 workers and bolstering hopes that the economy can vanquish inflation without succumbing to a recession in the face of higher interest rates. Last month's job growth was up from a revised 270,000 in February and was far above the 200,000 jobs that economists had forecast. The hiring gain reflected the economy's ability to withstand pressure of high borrowing costs resulting from the Federal Reserve's interest rate hikes. The unemployment rate dipped from 3.9% down to 3.8%. The economy is sure to weigh on Americans' minds as the November presidential vote nears and they assess President Joe Biden's re-election bid. New mass graves are still being found in Rwanda 30 years after the country's genocide, in which an estimated 800,000 Tutsi were killed by extremist Hutu in massacres that lasted over 100 days. It's a stark reminder as the nation marks the grim anniversary next week, not only of its determination to reconcile with the past, but also of the challenges it faces in aiming for lasting peace. Every new discovery traumatizes survivors all over again. The head of a prominent genocide survivors group and several other Rwandans said the discoveries underscore that more needs to be done for true reconciliation. That is about it for our world and national news headlines at this hour.
I'm here with Darren Nelson from Grand Cities Monument, formerly known as Stennis Granite. Darren, tell us a little bit about Grand Cities Monument and what makes it unique.
Well, first and foremost, we are a locally run business that can handle all your memorial needs in-house. We start with a sit-down conversation and make sure all details are captured. We then design, carve, and etch your memorial with our new computer software program and equipment. Lastly, we deliver and set the monument when needed.
Darren, what's the best way to reach out to you and set up a meeting?
You can call us at 218-773-7461 or stop in our office. We are Grand Cities Monument, memorials that matter.
In today's ag and business climate, you want an advisor with the knowledge and expertise to help you with all your goals. You want someone you know and can trust. At American Federal in Crookston, ag and business banker Kyle Page will help you find the best solution. Whether you're looking to expand your operation or plan for the next generation, Kyle Page, right here, helping clients create a successful future.
It is another gorgeous day here in the Red River Valley. 55 degrees is our current temperature right now in downtown Crookston. Humidity at 28%. We have an east wind of 10 miles per hour and the barometric pressure, that is at 30.13 inches. Now, that has been slowly dropping over the last couple of hours. But again, right now, 55 degrees under sunny blue skies here in downtown Crookston. Taking a look at the forecast for today and tonight. Today, sunny with a high near 59, a southeast wind 9 to 14 miles per hour, gusting as high as 21 miles per hour. And then tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 35. Breezy with a southeast wind 13 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 29 miles per hour. We'll take a look at the full forecast later on during the noontime news. But right now, we'll step aside, we'll take a break, and then we'll take a look at the state news right after this from our friends at Pru Refrigeration and Riverview Health.
Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, they are now looking for a full-time office secretary. Experience with computers and QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office secretary position by dropping off your resume, or you can pick up an application at Pru Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Marin Avenue in Crookston.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care.
Riverview.
Taking a look at the state news, a Watson man who caused concern in January when he allegedly made online death threats against University of Minnesota students has been found mentally competent to stand trial. 41-year-old Joseph Rongstad was arrested by a SWAT team at his Watson home on January 11th after he made threats on his business's Facebook page, which caused the U of M and several area school districts to go on lockdown. A judge ordered he be tested for mental competency, and on Thursday, the results of his exam performed by a St. Peter psychiatrist showed he is competent to be tried. His next court appearance was set for May 13th. Rongstad once served a 2-year term as mayor of Watson and has a history of mental illness-related offenses. He remains jailed on bail of $1 million. A missing mother and son from Mill Ox has been located safely. 32-year-old Brianna Larson and 3-year-old Jace LaFave were reported missing Tuesday after leaving a family residence in Hinckley, believed to have been heading to the Twin Cities area. The Mill Ox Tribal Police Department thanks everyone who assisted in finding the pair. A Duluth man has been charged with 2 counts of possessing child pornography. Court documents say 27-year-old Josh Degalo knowingly possessed images and videos of child porn on an external hard drive and his cell phone. Officials say the images featured prepubescent and pubescent minor victims, some as young as 8 years old, engaging in sexual acts. He manipulated multiple images, photoshopping child pornography with other non-explicit images of minors and photoshopping what appears to be his genitalia into child porn images. A man is dead, another injured, after a shooting in Minneapolis this morning. Around 12:12 a.m., a 4th Precinct officers found a man in his 20s with potentially life-threatening gunshot wounds lying on the ground at an alley entrance. The victim was given immediate care and brought to HCMC. A second man in his 20s with life-threatening injuries arrived at HCMS in a passenger vehicle. He later died at the hospital. Preliminary information indicates the individuals involved in the shooting knew each other. No arrests have been made. And the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources has expanded the area subject to open burning restrictions. And additional counties include Kitson, Lake of the Woods, Marshall, Pennington, and Roseau. These counties have burn restrictions on vegetative debris as warm and dry weather spreads throughout the state to help reduce wildfire risk. And that really is it on the state news. We will take a break, and when we come back, we're going to take a look at the sports right after this.
Pru Refrigeration and Heating in Crookston, they are now looking for a full-time office secretary. Experience with computers and QuickBooks is preferred, but they will train. This position is 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, and offers full benefits. You can apply for the office secretary position by dropping off your resume, or you can pick up an application at Pru Refrigeration and Heating, located at 524 Marin Avenue in Crookston.
Colorectal cancer is the second leading cancer killer, but it doesn't have to be. When detected early, colorectal cancer is one of the most curable types of cancer. Men and women ages 45 to 75 should get regular colon cancer screenings. Riverview Health has an experienced team of providers that offer screening without waiting months for an appointment. Call 218-281-9595 for more information.
Exceptional people, exceptional care. Riverview Health.
Taking a look at the sports scene from yesterday right here on KROX, we had Minnesota Twins baseball as they hosted Cleveland. It was the Twins' first home regular season game of the year, but they would drop that one 4-2 to Cleveland. The Minnesota Wild, they were also at home taking on Colorado here on KROX, but it was a 5-2 victory for the Avalanche over the Wild. Crookston Pirates boys tennis, they were in action yesterday. They were at Bemidji, but they dropped that one 4-3. And also in the men's NIT tournament championship game, Seton Hall, they defeated Indiana State 79-77. Taking a look at the sports scene for today, we are going to have Crookston Pirates softball here on KROX. They're going to be hosting Sacred Heart, as we'll have the Riverview Health pregame show starting at 4 o'clock, 4:30. It's going to be the opening pitch. It's the first game of the season for both teams here already able to get some softball in on April 5th, as should be a beautiful day for softball to be played. And the Minnesota Timberwolves, they're going to be on KROX later on tonight, 8:45, the pregame, 9 o'clock, the tip, as they're going to be taking on the Phoenix Suns. It'll be a late start for that one. Also, the women's basketball Final Four, that's going to be taking place in Cleveland tonight. It'll be South Carolina taking on North Carolina State. And then Caitlin Clark in Iowa, they take on Paige Beckers and Connecticut in the other national semifinal. Should be some spectacular basketball as well. UMC baseball, they're going to be in action, a doubleheader this afternoon. They're going to be taking on Winona State. UMC softball, they too will be taking on Winona State in a doubleheader this afternoon. UMC women's tennis, they're going to be taking on Minnesota State Mankato this evening. Then tomorrow, we're going to have Coach's Corner live from the Irishman's Shanty at 9 o'clock here on KROX. And then we're going to have Minnesota Golden Gophers women's basketball. It's their final game of the 2023-2024 season, win or lose, as they are in the women's NIT tournament championship game. They're going to be taking on St. Louis. We're going to have the pregame show here on KROX at 1:30. They're going to tip it off at 2 o'clock. The Minnesota Twins, they're going to be hosting Cleveland tomorrow at 1:10 is when they will get started. UMC baseball, they're going to be taking on Winona State once again in a doubleheader tomorrow. UMC softball, they're going to take on Minnesota State Mankato for a doubleheader. UMC women's tennis, they're going to go up against Winona State. And the Minnesota Wild, they're going to be hosting Winnipeg in the afternoon. And the men's Final Four, that's going to be taking place on Saturday evening. It'll be Purdue taking on North Carolina State, and then Connecticut, they will be taking on Alabama in the two Final Four games on Saturday. Taking a look at the sports scene on Sunday here on KROX, we're going to have Twins baseball as they're going to be hosting Cleveland. We'll have the pregame show at noon. 1:10 is going to be the first pitch. And then we are going to have Minnesota Timberwolves basketball once again. It'll be another late start. They're going to be taking on the L.A. Lakers out in L.A. It'll be 8:45 will be the pregame show. 9 o'clock is when they will tip it off right here on KROX. The Minnesota Wild, they're going to be taking on the Chicago Blackhawks on Sunday afternoon. And also it will be the women's NCAA national championship game. And that one will be taking place in the afternoon. Should be a good one. Between whoever ends up winning tonight. And on the sports scene, Zach Edey of Purdue is the Associated Press Player of the Year in men's college basketball. He is the first back-to-back winner since Ralph Sampson did that at Virginia in the 1980s. Edey is a 7'4" center who led his team to its first Final Four since 1980. He received 57 of the 62 votes. Tennessee's Dalton Knecht, he received 3 votes. Houston's Jamal Shedd, he got 2. But once again here on KROX, it's going to be Crookston Pirates softball this afternoon. 4 o'clock, the Riverview Health pregame show. 4:30 is when they will get started as it's the Pirates opener of the season. Then also later on KROX, we'll have the Timberwolves taking on the Phoenix Suns. Should be a good battle there. 8:45 will be the pregame. 9 o'clock is when they will tip it off right here on KROX. So we are going to step aside. We will take another break. And when we come back, we're going to take a look at the local news and the weather. That'll be coming up right after this from our friends at Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs and Hugo's Family Marketplace.
My name is Curtis Allison. I'm the Polk and Red Lake County Veteran Service Officer. I'm here to help veterans and their families navigate through the many layers of benefits provided by the state of Minnesota and the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. To contact me, call 218-281-3066 for Polk County. And for Red Lake County, please call 218-689-8587 or visit the Polk or Red Lake County websites. For statewide information, call the Veterans Link Vet line at 888-LINK-VET.
The deli at Hugo's Family Marketplace has great quick meal ideas. This week, a golden plump rotisserie chicken's $8.99. Hugo's own ham and cheese pasta salad, $4.99 a pound. Hugo's own jalapeno or regular olive cheese spread, $8.99 a pound. For dessert, buy the 8-count of assorted brownies for $5.99. Find all this week's savings at GoHugos.com and order your groceries online at Hugo's Family Marketplace.
You're gonna find more low prices, more great stuff when you go to Hugo's.
On Thursday at approximately 1:06 p.m., the Crookston Police Department responded to a woman who had collapsed at the Polk County Government Center. Crookston Police Department Deputy Chief Nathan Nelson further explains the scene.
We had multiple officers from the Crookston Police Department respond to it. When we arrived, we were first on scene. The female was breathing, came conscious and alert, and shortly thereafter, the Crookston Area Ambulance arrived and assumed control of the scene. So the patient was ultimately transported to Riverview, and that was the conclusion for the police department of our involvement in that.
Nelson also commented that this was a routine medical call, and during this time, there were several other medical calls, which helps explain the many siren calls citizens may have witnessed. Crookston Middle School students are gearing up for their spring field trips. The sixth graders will head to Itasca State Park the week of May 13th. The seventh graders will go to the Minnesota Twins game on Thursday, May 16th, and the eighth graders will take a trip to Valley Fair in Shakopee, Minnesota on the last day of school, which is May 30th. The community is encouraged to participate in fundraising opportunities for these field trips. Funds will be used to help mitigate the cost for travel and lodging for district, as well as help students attend field trips who may be experiencing financial hardships. Each middle school student will be charged a $60 flat rate for the field trips. Crookston Middle School math teacher Dan Holland commented that no child should be left out of regarding these field trips, and these field trips make lifelong memories for many of these students.
There is anyone that is having a tough time with that, they can contact the school. There are financial hardship scholarships available. The main thing is to get the word out and let everybody know that this is a possibility, and we don't want to leave anyone out. This is a once in a lifetime for a lot of these kids to be able to go on a trip like this. There are kids that have talked about Itasca for many years waiting for it, and there are parents that still talk about their experience at Itasca and what it meant to them. So we want that to continue for generations to come.
Community entities who have contributed to the cause include Happy Joe's Pizza, the Crookston Lions Club, and the Highland PTO. The Crookston Middle School will host a fundraising breakfast on Sunday, April 28th with the Masons. The time of the event is yet to be determined. Holland explains other ways students and staff have fundraised throughout the year for the field trips.
And on top of that, staff members and kids, we get them involved too in all of this fundraising. We have taken on working on concessions for basketball games this past winter. And so all of what we have been doing has been beneficial in creating funds for our middle school students to enjoy these outdoor experiences.
Those who are interested in donating to the middle school field trip fund can do so by making checks available to Crookston High School and bring them to the front office at CHS. Cash donations are also accepted at the front desk, with the recommendation that donors attach the note to the donation stating who the funds are intended for. The Crookston Fire Department responded to the following calls yesterday at 11:42 p.m., The fire department responded to a report of a small ditch fire along Highway 75 north of Euclid. Upon arrival, the fire department was able to contain and extinguish the fire. There was no other danger present. Once the area was deemed safe, the fire department cleared the scene. The Northwest Regional Corrections Center reported the arrest of the following: Christopher Allen Simpkins, 54, of Crookston, for traffic DUI, and Philip Michael Blue, 36, of Wanham, for first-degree traffic DUI. As we take a look at the weather, once again here in downtown Crookston, 55 degrees under sunny blue skies. Humidity, that is at 28%. We have an east wind of 10 miles per hour. Barometric pressure, that is at 30.13 inches right now. Taking a look at the almanac, as yesterday's numbers were a high of 55 degrees, we had a low of 27 degrees. Today's average high, 46 degrees. Our average low is 27. A year ago today, the high was 30 degrees. A year ago today, the low was 23 degrees. We also saw 8 to 10 inches of snow a year ago today. And the record high for today, 80 degrees. That was set in 1991. The record low, 4 below, set in 1936. The sun rose this morning at 6:57 a.m. It'll set at 8:02 p.m., as that'll give us 13 hours and 5 minutes of daylight. This morning's low since midnight, 32 degrees, which we had recorded at 7 o'clock here at the KROX studios. Before we take a look at our extended forecast, we do have a hazardous weather outlook for our area. It is near critical fire weather conditions are forecast this afternoon into early evening within the Red River Valley into portions of northwest and west central Minnesota. That's for this afternoon and tonight. And from Saturday through Thursday, there is a 50% chance for critical fire weather conditions in the Devil's Lake Basin and the Red River Valley on Saturday, with southeast winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour. Well, let's take a look at that extended forecast for Crookston and the KROX listening area all the way through Thursday of next week. Starting with this afternoon, sunny with a high near 59, a southeast wind 9 to 14 miles per hour, gusting as high as 21 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 35, breezy with a southeast wind 13 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 29 miles per hour. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 59, breezy with a southeast wind 20 to 26 miles per hour, gusting as high as 39 miles per hour. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 36, and breezy with an east-southeast wind 17 to 23 miles per hour, gusting as high as 33 miles per hour. On Sunday, a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 1 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 54, breezy with an east wind 20 to 22 miles per hour, gusting as high as 32 miles per hour, and new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch is possible. On Sunday night, a 30% chance of rain, mainly after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 37, breezy with an east wind 11 to 20 miles per hour gusting as high as 30 miles per hour, new precipitation amounts of less than a tenth of an inch possible. On Monday, a 40% chance of rain, mainly after 1 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 49 and an east-northeast wind around 10 miles per hour. Monday night, a 20% chance of rain before 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 37, a northeast wind 6 to 8 miles per hour becoming southwest after midnight. On Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 59, a west-southwest wind 7 to 10 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 40, a west-southwest wind around 9 miles per hour becoming south-southeast in the evening. On Wednesday, 20% chance of rain, mostly sunny with a high near 66, and a south wind 9 to 14 miles per hour becoming west in the afternoon. The winds could gust as high as 21 miles per hour. On Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 41, and a west-northwest wind 10 to 13 miles per hour gusting as high as 18 miles per hour. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 60, breezy with a northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour gusting as high as 30 miles per hour. Just another reminder that we are going to have Crookston Pirates softball this afternoon here on KROX. Again, 4 o'clock is going to be the Riverview Health pregame show. 4:30 will be the first pitch as it's the Crookston Pirates softball team's first game of the season. They're going to be hosting Sacred Heart right here on KROX. And also later on in the evening, we'll have the Timberwolves taking on the Phoenix Suns. 8:45 will be the pregame show. 9 o'clock is when they will tip it off right here on KROX. Well, that's been a look at the Noontime News brought to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday by our friends at Grand Cities Monument, American Federal Bank, Prue Refrigeration and Heating, Riverview Health, Polk County and Red Lake County Veterans Affairs, and Hugo's Family Marketplace.